Yeshivu Yeshivu Yachas Roshim Yoin. After 30 days after my Ptira, that's enough to say Aspedim, then go back to learn Torah. And the Morse of Lev learns that from Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi, Vashivu Yeshivu Lassik B'Torah. After 30 days of saying Aspedim enough, now the Yeshiva should go back. Vayte Shimon B'ni Chochem. You should know my son Shimon is a big Talmud Chochem. But, Gamliel B'ni Nasi. My son Gamliel, he should be the Nasi. He takes over, he'll be the Nasi. And Chanina Bachoma Yoshev Rosh, he should be the Rosh Yeshiva. That's what Rebbe said. Now we'll explain it. He said, Al Tasaduni bi Ayoris. Rebbe left message, left word on Tzavur, don't make my aspedim in the small towns. So Sovimine, they thought to say, what did Rebbe mean this? Mean Mishum Tircha. He thought to say, then to make the aspedim in the small towns, there's no place to make it, or be a big bother to make it. Make it better in the big towns, and only the people there, there's plenty of place. And only the people around there will go there. What happened was, Kivun the Chaza, Tikasafti the Krochen, Ukasi Kuli Alma, but what they saw, what really happened was, when they made the Hesped in the big towns, Mamish whole Klai Yisroel came, they came from all over, and it was a tremendous Tircha, that the people from all the small towns still had to come there. Is Omru, they said now, you know what Rebbe meant to say, Shema Minav, here I understand, Mishum Yikaruhu de Kamar. The reason Rebbe said this was, like to give Kovet HaTorah, but to give respect. So he meant to say, make the spadim in the bigger towns, that everybody can come together, and there'll be a big covid, of the Shem Shemayim Mestami meant, of the Kavod HaTorah, to give respect. Ha'yishivu yeshivu lachas l'shem yoyim. He also said, after 30 days after he was nifta, then he had to go back to learn. So why do you say this for? Lo'yadifna mi Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chassid says by Moshe Rabbeinu, "Va'yivchu b'nei Yisrael es Moshe b'yavris moyov shloshim yoim," that they cried for Moshe Rabbeinu 30 days, "Tlosin yoimin saftin b'yamama v'layla." For 30 days, they said as they were crying means they were saying a spade for Moshe Rabbeinu day and night. They didn't go back to learn; they were saying a spade day and night. Mekan v'elach after 30 days after that. Softu b'yamama, they still said a spadim by daytime, but v'gasi b'layla, they had to learn at night, or else the opposite way. Oy softu b'layla, either they said a spadim at nighttime, v'gasi b'yamama. Ah, the softu tracy yachishasa, until the whole year went by. 12 months. After that, then they don't give any more a spadim either. So the vice of the Rebbe was the same thing. He told them after 30 days of saying a spadim day and night, now you have to go back to open up the yeshiva. So tomorrow, hu yoyma di yashchavte. That day that Rebbe was nifter. Hu yoyma di yashchavte the Rebbe. The day Rebbe was nifter. Nofka basko, the basko went out to Yomro. Kol de heve di yashchavte. Whoever was there, vice versa in the room, where Rebbe was nifter, the Rebbe is mezumenu l'chaylam abo. Whoever was there in the room where Rebbe was nifter, will be zoychet avoylam abo. So more so the maisu, hu koivis, there was a certain washman, koivis, we call a laundryman. That Kol Yoyim Ev Yossi Kamei, every day used to visit Rebbe. Punta Hu Yoyim Lo Yossi, the day that Rebbe was Nifter, he wasn't there. Now, Kiv, when the Shom Ochi, when he heard the Baskel, that whoever was there would be Zeichu Tehele Mavor, and he felt so bad that he missed out. Every day I go there, Punta I wasn't there. He felt so bad about it, his Solok Ligri went up to the roof, Venofel, and jumped off, Venofel Arya, or missed and died. No, Mar says, Yotza Baskel, Baskel came out to Yomer and said, Avu kaivis mezumenu lechaylam abor. This kaivis also is zeichut helam abor. And the chura posh, he did something wrong. He committed suicide. You're not allowed to do it. It's an avera. You're not allowed to kill yourself. The vice says he had the strong kavanas here. It was bothering him so much that he lost out. Not to be a rebbe. It bothered him so much that he lost his mind. He went upstairs and like fell off. So Mar says still he's zeichut helam abor. For then the mice was he said was Shimon b'ni Chochem. Rebbe said my son Shimon is a chochem. But tomorrow my comma, what are you saying? Like, why not give me the chochem? Chochem, this is what he meant to say. Afa pish shimon b'ni chochem, even though my son shimon is a chochem, but gamlio b'ni nasi. Gamlio, my son, he should be the nasi. Is all my levi, so levi asked, tzrich l'meim, what do you have to say this for? Like, pshita, gamlio should be the nasi. Om reb shimon bar rebi, tzrich l'chol matlusecha. We need it for you, and l'masecha means levi was laying for the people that can't walk. That my kashle, what was bothering you? Hakrokom, the pasuk says, "V'yesam amlocha nosli lohayoram kiwa bechor." That he gave over the malchus to his bechor. So I tell you, there it's different. The who memalim makom avoyset heavy. Over there, the pshat was he wasn't malamokim. He was in the same place as his father. That's why he gave it to him. But really, Rabbi Gamliel ain't a malamokim a waste of heavy. Rabbi Gamliel was not, even though he was the Bechor, he was not at the same madrega as Rebbe. So that's the chiddush here, that Rebbe made him the Nasi, even though really he didn't deserve it. For the Gemara, if so, the Rebbe, my time of Rochi, how come Rebbe did it? If he wasn't as great as the other one, a Shimon, so how come he gave it to Rabbi Gamliel? So Gemara says, Nehi, the enema malim mokim avoysa b'chochma, true, he wasn't such a big Talmud Chochem. Like his father, it could be Shimon was a bigger Talmud Chochem, but the Yiras Chet, the malim mokim avoysa b'heve, but as a Yiras Chet, he was just as great as his father. That's why I gave it to him. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. So Mitzvah Semai... Yeah, we're holding Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis in the middle. Again, before Rebbe was Nifta, he left a Tzavor that he said that Chanina Bar Choma Yoshe Barosh. He should be the Rosh Yeshiva. So Gemara says the Maaseh was Lekibul Rebbe Chanina. Even after Rebbe was Nifta, Rebbe Chanina did not accept the position to become the Rosh Yeshiva. Why? Shoye Rebbe Efes Godem Imenu Shtei Shonim Amachsom. Because if Efes was older than him 2.5 years, so he didn't think it was right that he should be the Rosh Yeshiva, he rather let Rebbe Efes be the Rosh Yeshiva. So the Maaseh was Yosef Rebbe Efes Bereisha. Rebbe Efes sat at the head, he was a Rosh Yeshiva. The Yosef Rebbe Chanina Avroi. And Rebbe Chanina in the meantime stayed outside, that didn't bother with the Yeshiva. He wasn't a Rosh Yeshiva. Now the Yosef Levi, the Yosef Gabei. Levi came in and learned by Rebbe Efes, as he held from Rebbe Efes. Levi learned by him. The story was Noch Nav Shed Rav Efes. It happened when Rav Efes was Nifta. So now the Yosef Rabbi Chanina Bereisha, now Rabbi Chanina took over and became the Rosh Yeshiva. Floy Hevi Lele Levi Inish Lemesav Gabei. Levi didn't have anybody to talk to. Vices Levi was greater than Rabbi Chanina. So to him he didn't want to learn by. So when Rav Efes was Nifta, he is a Kosil Bavel. Levi now went to Bavel. And behind the armor Lele Rav. That's what they told to Rav. Gavra Rabba Yiklele Nadoi. Umatloi, that a great person now came to Nadoi. Umatloi means he limps. He's a lame person. Levi was lame. Vidorish, and he made a drush. He told everybody, Klila Shari, that an Isha is allowed to go out on Shabbos with a Klila, type of a cover on the head. He held this called like a Malbish, that an Isha, we're not afraid, she'll take it off to show people. Therefore, she's allowed to wear it on Shabbos. That's what Levi paskened. Samara says, Omar, so when Rav heard this, Omar Shema Min, I hear from this case now that Nach Navshed Rav Efes, what happened was Rav Efes was Nifter. And Vyosiv Rabbi Chanina Bereisha. And Rabbi Chanina now became the Rosh Hashiva. And therefore, Vlehev Lele Levi Inish Lemesav Gabei. Levi didn't have anybody to learn by over there. And Vemelo Kosi, that's why now Levi came to Bavel. That's what Rav understood. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha, how did Rav know this V'yema? Why didn't Rav think that maybe Rebbe Chanina Navshay, maybe Rebbe Chanina was Nifta? Rebbe Efes, Kiddi Yosef Yosef, and Rebbe Efes still stood there to be the Rosh Shiva. Vlehevet and Levi Inish L'meisav Gabei, and maybe the opposite, maybe now Levi left, maybe since Rebbe Chanina was Nifta, Levi used to learn by him, and since he was Nifta, Levi left. Like, how did Rav know to know, to say, how did he know to say was the opposite, like really happened? How did Rav know to know it was Rebbe Efes that was Nifta? Ukasi, maybe Levi came because Rebbe Chanina was Nifta. So Gemara says, first of all, Iboy Yisema, one teretz is, it was Yidu, everybody knew about it, that Levi, the Rebbe Efes, Mechav Hefe Kayiflei. That Levi would lower himself down to Rebbe Efes, like he held from Rebbe Efes. But vice teretz Rebbe Chanina, he would not. So therefore, it couldn't be that he learned by Rebbe Chanina. It had to be that up until now he was learning by Rebbe Efes. And therefore, since Levi came now, he left there, it's mashma that Rebbe Efes was Nifta. The boy is saying another teretz is Kivun the Yomer Rebbe Chanina Bar Choma Yoshe Barosh. Since Rebbe left the Tzavor that Rebbe Chanina should be the Rosh Hashiva, Loi Sagid Loi Molech. It can't be that Rebbe Chanina would be Nifti before he'd become the Rosh Hashiva. So therefore, now it had to be that the Pshat is like it happened that Rebbe Efes was Nifta, and Rebbe Chanina became the Rosh Hashiva. But it couldn't have been the opposite of that Rebbe Chanina was Nifta before he became Rosh Hashiva. Because it says Dichsibu b'tzadikim, it says by tzadikim v'tigzer oimer v'yokim l'cho, that they say things and Hashem is mekayimit. So since Rebbe left the Tzavor that Rebbe Chanina should be the Rosh Hashiva, it had to be that he would become the Rosh Hashiva. For the Rosh Hashiva, Kash Aivo Hevi Rebbe Chia, Like, how come Rebbe appointed Rebbe Chanina to be the Rosh Hashiva? How come it didn't appoint Rebbe Chiya to be the Rosh Hashiva? So Mora says, one Torah says, Noch Nafshei. I tell her Rebbe Chiya was Nifta, died before Rebbe. Fred Gemara, is that true? I, Vomer Rebbe Chiya, Rebbe Chiya said, Ani Risi Kivra Sharebi. I saw the Kfura of Rebbe, Varadati Olav Demois, and I started to cry. So Chur Yisir, Rebbe Chiya lived longer than Rebbe. So more first of all, let's say Epech, change it around. It's Rebbe Chiya, Rebbe said this about Rebbe Chiya. Fred Gemara, no, I, Vomer Rebbe Chiya, Rebbe Chiya said, that Oisi Hayom Shemes Rebbe, that day that Rebbe was Nifta, Botla Kedusha, it was taken away Kedusha. But he says, Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he was the Makor of Kedusha, and when he was Nifta, Kedusha went away. Like we said before, the Rebbe used to come down, even after he was Nifta, he used to come down every Friday night to make Kiddush. But Kiddush has to do with Kedusha, that was the Makor, the Mile of Rebbe. Rebbe had the Mile of Kedusha. So when he was Nifta, went away the Mile of Kedusha. So Chur Yisir, Rebbe Chiya said this about Rebbe, that Rebbe Chiya lived longer than Rebbe. Again, the Gemara says, Epech, change it around maybe. For the Gemara Nova, Tanya, we learned like this. Kishachola Rebbe, when Rebbe was getting sick, Nichnas Rebbe Chiya Etzlo, Rebbe Chiya went to visit him. Umotzu Shuboichi, found him crying. Omaloi, Rebbe with Neimata Boicha. So Pashto means Rebbe Chiya said to Rebbe, what are you crying for? For Tanya, we learned like this. Meis Betoichas Chayk, if somebody dies while he's laughing, Simon Yofalo, it's a good Simon for him. Mitoicha Bechi Simon Ralo, if you die when you're crying, it's a bad Simon. Ponav Lamala, if his face is facing upwards, Simon Yofalo, it's a good sign. Ponav Lamata Simon Ralo, if when you mace, your face is downwards, it's no good. Ponav Kalpa Yom Simon Yofalo, if you're facing the people, it's good. Kalpa Yakoisu Simon Ralo, if you're facing towards the wall, it's no good. Pon of Yeroikin Simon Rala, if your face is like green, it's a no good. Pon of Tzuhuvim V'yadumim Simon Yofaloi, if your face is shining and red, that's a good Simon. Meis Erev Shabbos Simon Yofaloi, somebody dies Erev Shabbos is a good Simon, like Rashi says, because right away it's going to come into Shabbos, he'll have menucha, he'll have rest on Shabbos. But Moitzoi Shabbos Simon Rala, if somebody dies on Moitzoi Shabbos, is a bad Simon. Meis Erev Yom Kippurim Simon Rala, if you die in Erev Yom Kippur right before the Mechila, that's no good. But Moitzoi Yom Kippurim Simon Yofaloi, if somebody dies after Yom Kippur, Moitzoi Yom Kippur, that's a good Simon. He just had your Mechila's Kapara. Meis Mecholei Mayin, if you die from the stomach disease, sicknesses, is Simon Yofaloi, it's a good Simon. Mivnei Sherubim Shal Tzadikim Misosam Mecholei Mayin, most of the Tzadikim die because of stomach problems. Say so, like Rabbi Chi asked Rabbi, how come you're crying now? Omalais, he said back to him, Ano a Torah mitzvahs ko bechino. I'm crying because I'm not going to be able to learn Torah and I won't be able to do mitzvahs. That's why Rabbi was crying. But our core point, and we see here that Rabbi Chi lived longer. See, boy, you say, one Torah again, it's April, change around. The boy, you say, another Torah, it's Lielum Lotepo, don't change around. Like, don't say that, like Rabbi was saying this upon Rabbi Chi. But rather, Rabbi Chiya Taka lived longer than Rabbi. And Rabbi Chiya was saying these things about Rabbi. But the case was, the question was again, why didn't Rabbi appoint Rabbi Chiya to be the Rosh Hashiva? The is that Rabbi Chiya osik be mitzvahs evi. Rabbi Chiya was osik in doing mitzvahs. For Rabbi Sava, Rabbi held, la yivgore, I don't want to stop him from doing mitzvahs. For become Rosh Hashiva, we won't have time to do these mitzvahs. Let him rather do the mitzvahs. When this is the case, the Chiyavi Minzi Rabbi Chanina for Rabbi Chiya. When you used to have arguments between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chiya. Omale Rabbi Chanina la Rabbi Chiya. So Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Chiya, Baha di Minzos, like you're arguing against me. The Imchas Fisholom Nishtach Torah Yisrael. If Torah would be forgotten, in other words, if nobody else would be learning Torah, Maradana le mitipule, me myself with my pupil, with my learning Torah, I could return the whole Torah. So Rabbi Chanin is saying, he's great, you should not be upon me. Omalei Rabbi Chiya, so Rabbi Chiya said back, no, Ano avdid lo mishtach ha-Torah mi-Yisrael, I am doing things that Torah should not be forgotten. What did Rabbi Chiya do? The yasino kitno, he used to take flax, seeds of flax, vishadin, I would throw it in, umagadalna, and I would grow. Nishvi, I would make like nets from it. And with these nets, vitsayadna tfiya, I would capture a deer. And I give the meat of the deer to Yisaimim, to orphans. And I would make a klafim, like parchment from the skin, the tavio of the deers. V'saliknu l'mos, and I will go into a city, the lespo mikri dadiku, there's no rebbeim there to teach the killed children Torah. V'kasivna chamisha chumshei l'chamisha yinuka, I would write like five sifrei Torahs to five different children. In other words, gracious to one, shemais to another one, v'yikra. U'maisina shisha sidrei l'shisha yinuka, and I would have this six sidrei mishnah and give six children, each one of them. L'chol chad v'chad, each one would get one. Amrile, then I would tell them, Asni siducha l'chavercha, the one that I taught Zeroyim, you teach it to your chaver. So Kitzi, he taught the children kol haTorah kula, then he told them to teach one another. This is what Rabbi Chiya was doing. And behind the Yom Rebbe, this is what Rebbe said, Kama gedoylim, Meister Chiya, how great his Meister of Rabbi Chiya is, that he's doing these things to Megadol, to Marbitz Torah. To do with the deer from the grow over here, that he didn't just stand buying it, he didn't just stand buy the deer, the skin, but he went with Chilo to do it himself, Rabbi Chiya. The more kosher it is, the more tzaddikim start to do it from the beginning, such a thing will have more siyata d'shemayim. The more kosher the money comes from that you get to make a makom Torah, whatever you're doing, your mitzvahs, from the haschola, from the beginning of the mitzvah, it should be done with kosher money, from that you'll see big siyata d'shemayim. Sending more says Vaita, Omalei Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Afilu Mimoch, like his Reb Chiya's Maisa greater than yours, Omalei in, yes, Omalei Reb Shmoyel Reb Yosi, Afilu Meyab even greater than your father's, Omalei that no, Chas V'Shalom Lotei, Kizais Be Yisrael, this we don't have, that his Maisim should be greater than the Maisim of his father. Trashi Kloima, Shaloi Omar Kedov Azelion, he never said such a thing. So now Rebbe said again before he was Niftar, he wanted to speak to his younger son. His Nichnas Rebbe Shimon Etzler, Rebbe Shimon went to visit him. His Mosaloi Sidri Chochm, he gave over to Rebbe Shimon, like I said before, he was a Chochm, he gave over to him hidden things about Chochma. Is Omalehem Levni Godlani Tzorach, I want to speak to my older son, Nichnas Rebbe Gamliel Etzler. Well, Mosaloi said in Esius, he told him how to be a Nosi, how to be a leader over them. Omar Loi Bini, he told the son, Noig Nasi Yoscha Baramin, you should be knowing to be the Nasi at the head, Baramim Zakrashim Min Shatei, Yoshe Ben Agdolim, you should always be sitting amongst the high people. And Zorak Mora Betalmidim, you should throw Mora, Rashi says, in it means bitterness, in other words, you should always make sure your Talmidim have Yira from you, have fear from you. But the more Aini, it's not that way, but still the Pasuk says, V'yesterei Hashem Yechabit, the Yirei Hashem, the Talmidim, you should give cover to. V'yom Amar, it was learned, what is this supposed to go on? Zeh Yoshofet Melech Yehuda. Ki Yisho Yirei Talmud Chochem, when he saw a Talmud Chochem, or Yoimid, he used to stand up. Me Kisai, from his chair, from his Kisai, from his crown, or Mechabka, he would hug him, or Menashka, he would kiss him. V'kor Eloi Rebbe, and we call him Rebbe Rebbe. Mori, Mori. So you see, Kloa, how much covered respect the Melech gave to Talmid Chochemim. So Mora says, Lakash, there's no stira. Hobitzina, true, privately you're supposed to give them covered respect, show them you love them. Hobafahesia, openly, publicly, then forget, then the Seder is that the Talmidim are supposed to have Yira, fear for the Rebbe, and give them covered. Tanya we learned Rebbe Mutter B'Tzipori. Rebbe was lying in Tzipori. But the place where he was going to be buried was going to be in Beisorim. Iva Tanya we learned not like that. The Pasuk says, Tzedek Tirdoiv. And with Dash, it means Holachach Rebbe LeBeisorim. We should go to Rebbe that lives in Beisorim. So how come here it says he was in Tzipori? So Gemara says, Rebbe BeBeisorim Heavy. True, Rebbe used to live in Beisorim. Elikivon the Cholach, when he got sick though, I'm too Litzipori, they brought him to Tzipori.